Sri Ishopanishad, Mantra 16. Pushan ekarshe yamasurya prajapatya vyuha rashmin samuha tejo yatte rupam kalyanatamang tatte pashyami yosa vasau purusha so aham asmi. O my Lord, O primeval philosopher, maintainer of the universe, O regulating principle, destination of the pure devotees, well-wisher of the progenitors of mankind, please remove the effulgence of your transcendental rays so that I can see your form of bliss. You are the eternal, supreme personality of Godhead, like unto the sun, as am I. The sun and its rays are one and the same qualitatively. Similarly, the Lord and the living entities are one and the same in quality. The sun is one, but the molecules of the sun's rays are innumerable. The sun's rays constitute part of the sun, and the sun and its rays conjointly constitute the complete sun. Within the sun itself resides the sun god, and similarly, within the supreme spiritual planet Goloka Vrindavan, from which the Brahmajyoti effulgence is emanating, the Lord enjoys his eternal pastimes, as verified in Brahma Sanghita. Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vriksha Lakshavriteshu Suravir Avipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasrashata Sambrahma Sevyamanam Govindam Adipurusham Tamahang Bhajami. I, Lord Brahma, worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, fulfilling all desires in abodes filled with spiritual gems, and surrounded by millions of wish-fulfilling trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis, or goddesses of fortune. The Brahmajyoti is described in the Brahma Sanghita as the rays emanating from that supreme spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan, just as the sun's rays emanate from the sun globe. Until one surpasses the glare of Brahmajyoti, one cannot receive information of the land of the Lord. The impersonalist philosophers, blinded as they are by the dazzling Brahmajyoti, can realize neither the factual abode of the Lord nor his transcendental form. Limited by their poor fund of knowledge, such impersonalist thinkers cannot understand the all-blissful transcendental form of Lord Krishna. In this prayer, therefore, Sri Ishopanishad petitions the Lord to remove the effulgent rays of the Brahmajyoti so that the pure devotee can see his all-blissful transcendental form. By realizing the impersonal Brahmajyoti, one experiences the auspicious aspect of the Supreme. And by realizing the Paramatma, or all-pervading feature of the Supreme, one experiences an even more auspicious enlightenment. And by meeting the personality of Godhead Himself face to face, the devotee experiences the most auspicious feature of the Supreme. Since he is addressed as primeval philosopher, maintainer, well-wisher of the universe, the Supreme Truth necessarily cannot be impersonal. This is the verdict of Sri Ishopanishad. The word Pushan, maintainer, is especially significant, for although the Lord maintains all beings, He specifically maintains His devotees. After surpassing the impersonal Brahma Jyoti and seeing the personal aspect of the Lord and His most auspicious eternal form, the devotee realizes the absolute truth in full. In his Bhagavat Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami states, "The complete conception of absolute truth is realized in the personality of Godhead, because He is almighty and possesses full transcendental potencies. The full potency of the absolute truth is not realized in Brahma Jyoti, and therefore Brahman realization is only partial realization of the personality of Godhead. O learned sages, the first syllable of the word Bhagavan, Bha, has two meanings. The first meaning of the word Bha, one who fully maintains. And the second is guardian. The second syllable, ga, means guide, leader, creator. And the syllable, van, indicates that every being lives in him and that he also lives in every being. In other words, the transcendental sound, Bhagavan, represents infinite knowledge, infinite potency, infinite energy, infinite opulence, infinite strength, and infinite influence, all without a tinge of material inebriety. The Lord fully maintains His unalloyed devotees and guides them progressively on the path toward devotional perfection. As the leader of His devotees, He ultimately awards the desired results of devotional service by giving Himself to the devotees. The devotees of the Lord see the Lord eye to eye by His causeless mercy. Thus the Lord helps His devotees to reach the supermost planet, Goloka Vrindavan. Being the Creator, He can bestow all necessary qualifications upon His devotees so that they can ultimately reach Him. The Lord is the cause of all causes. In other words, since there is nothing that caused Him, He is the original cause. Consequently, He enjoys His own self by manifesting His own internal potency. The external potency is not exactly manifested by him, for he expands himself as the Purushas, and it is in these forms that he maintains the features of the material manifestation. By such expansions, he creates, maintains, and annihilates the cosmic manifestation. The living entities are also differentiated expansions of the Lord Self, and because some of them desire to be lords and imitate the Supreme Lord, he allows them to enter into the cosmic creation with the option to fully utilize their propensity to lord it over nature. Because of the presence of his parts and parcels, the living entities, the entire phenomenal world is stirred into action and reaction. Thus, all the living entities are given full facilities to lord it over material nature. But the ultimate controller is the Lord Himself, in his plenary feature as the Paramatma or Supersoul, who is also one of the Purushas. Thus, there is a gulf of difference between the living entity, Atma, and the controlling Lord, Paramatma, or the soul and supersoul. Paramatma is the controller, and the Atma is the controlled. Therefore, they are in different categories. Because the Paramatma fully cooperates with the Atma, Paramatma is known as the constant companion of the living being. The all-pervading feature of the Lord, which exists in all circumstances of waking and sleeping, and which exists as well in all potential states, and from which the Jiva Shakti living force is generated as both conditioned and liberated souls, is known as Brahman. And since the Lord Himself is the origin of both Paramatma and Brahman, He is the origin of all living entities and all else that exists. One who knows this engages him or herself at once in devotional service of the Lord. Such a pure and fully cognizant devotee of the Lord is fully attached to Him, heart and soul. And whenever such a devotee assembles with similar devotees, they have no engagement but the glorification of the Lord's transcendental activities. Those who are not as perfect as the pure devotees, namely those who have realized only Brahman or Paramatma features of the Lord, cannot appreciate the activities of the pure devotees. The Lord always helps the pure devotees by imparting necessary knowledge within their hearts. And thus, out of His special favor, He dissipates all the darkness of ignorance. The speculative philosophers and yogis cannot imagine this because they are more or less dependent on their own strength. As stated in the Katha Upanishad, the Lord can be known only by those whom He favors. and not by anyone else. Such special favors are bestowed upon His pure devotees only. Sri Ishopanishad thus points to the favor of the Lord, which is beyond the purview of Brahma Jyoti.